Hello. Welcome back to my podcast, and this time I'll be focusing on Ari Nenex since it's Women's Month. So I'll be talking about an EP titled Fa. So before listening to this podcast, I must warn you that some of the lyrics I'm going to mention are explicit. So if you know that you're sensitive about this type of content, then don't listen to this podcast. So let's get to it. Shows Ari Nenex embracing who she is as a person and an artist. Firstly, there is need to have a brief background about Fa. According to Genius, it says that Fa is Ari Nenex's second EP and debut project with Dreamville, released on October 21, 2016. The lead single to this project is the song Backseat, featuring label mates Paz, which was on Dreamville's second compilation album, Revenge of the Dreamers 2. Moreover, stated by Genius, Ari Nenex described this EP as modern, relaxed, turn up soul. It's just chill with trappy vibe reminiscent of the beautiful music from the 70s. There are various ways in which Fa shows Ari Nenex embracing who she is as a person and an artist. They are mostly shown through the songs. One of them is Backseat. The song is about Ari Nenex having sexual relations with her boyfriend at the backseat of the car. According to Hot 97 FM by presenter Nessa on YouTube, Ari Nenex has admitted that Backseat is based on a true event. Ari Nenex and her ex-boyfriend would get busy in his mom's car. If we look at the lyrics, Ari Nenex is not apologetic about it. She said in the lyrics, "Would you hit it how I like? Would you hit it in the backseat of my ride? And I know it's risky, right? But I want it in the backseat of my..." Backseat seems to show Ari Nenex embracing who she is as a person and an artist. According to TheFader.com, Ari Nenex said, "Certain things shouldn't be taboo. You should talk about being free, and women should be able to express what they're going through. I'm so thankful for Backseat because it's doing so much." From my point of view, the information explains why most of the songs are intimate and personal. She is expressing what she has been through. She is expressing herself, hence she is not apologetic about it. What is the meaning of the word Fa? If we look at the meaning on the dictionary, it is a soup made of beef or chicken broth and rice noodles. Moreover, on Hot 97 FM, Ari Nenex gives one reason why she named the EP Fa. It's because she ate Fa with her ex all the time. This explains why all her songs seem personal. For example, this song, La 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 La, is personal. According to Genius, it states that Ari Nenex gives us La 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 as an ode to the person that continues to linger around as much as she wants them to leave. Her lyrics imply that she knows it'll hurt to stick around. Not only does the other person return again and again, but so do the strong emotions and feelings of attachment that she holds for them. This is shown in the lyrics where she said, supposed to be asleep, but over my covers I peek. Won't you terrify me? Don't belong to me, but still your shadow leaves. Chills on my cheek, and I know it's a no-no, how I'm feeling for you. I can't read him off my sheets. Pain makes me to let go. I'll be lying if I said no. Hurts so much that it's sweet. From the lyrics, the fact that she still misses her ex is personal because some can relate to this. Therefore, she's open to her personal experiences, hence she's embracing who she is as a person. As an artist, she wants her listeners to relate to her personal experience, hence she's not afraid to be open about her personal life. Another song which shows Ari Lennox embracing who she is as a person and an artist is Yuengling. As stated by Genius, the Yuengling Company is America's oldest brewery, established in 1829. Yuengling beer is the star of this first track on Ari Lennox's EP, Fa. Ari boasts about how this particular brand of beer is all she and her lover need for the perfect tipsy night together. Shown in the lyrics where she said, body a little trippy, feel a little tipsy, like what's going on, I'm a little dizzy, but fuck the shit, I like it, you buy the brew, I'll write it, that Yuengling make you do your thing, you know a nigga want it. From the lyrics, this shows that she is embracing who she is as a person and an artist. As stated by Stereo Champions, Ari Lennox said, I want to be braver and riskier. I think people want to hear that kind of honesty and frankness. This is why songs like Yuengling are very intimate. She is brave enough to share her personal experiences with the listeners, hence why her songs are straight to the point. As a person and an artist, she is the type of person who is very authentic with her music. The structure of the songs also shows Ari Lennox embracing who she is as a person and an artist. The tracklist. Number 1, Yuengling. Number 2, Backseat featuring Cass. Number 3, Night Drive. Number 4, La 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 La. Number 5, Cold Outside. Number 6, Backwood. Number 7, Goat. As stated by Stereo Champions, the composition of Lennox project makes sure each song flows into each one without throwing you off. Each song eases into the next, and it allows you to appreciate the last track just as much as the next. From my point of view, this probably shows that she wants the listeners to appreciate each song in the EP because all of her songs are based on her personal experience. Moreover, this makes her different from other artists, hence she appreciates each song in the EP. Ari Lennox seems to be all about being creative with her music, hence why I believe Fa shows Ari Lennox embracing who she is as a person and an artist. Lastly, as stated by Larkin Starling, Ari Lennox gives reasons why she created the EP Fa. She said, I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this because I'm just talking about everyday life, which is making love in the back seat of a car or missing somebody. believing they were the greatest based on how much they showed you, and appreciating it from what it was and growing from that. It's intimate, just in a straight to the point type way. Moreover, she said, I want people to embrace who they are. I want women to embrace who they are and what they are feeling without being ashamed, no matter how anyone may judge or say. I want people to start embracing themselves, and that's all I really want. Just like she has embraced who she is through songs like Backseat and Yang Lang without being ashamed, she wants everyone to embrace who they are as well. This is why Fa shows Ari Lennox embracing who she is as a person and an artist. Ari Lennox has mentioned what's been the most empowering part about seeing the type of music she creates. As stated by Larkin Starling, Ari Lennox said, there's so many levels, and I guess it's me learning. I'm not trying to give it all away with the EP. It's just chill. It's just fun for me. This is the perfect time for me to be sure and own who I am. I'm just so happy about that. I'm finally, for the first time, being myself. I fucked with Dreamville because for the longest time, I thought I would have to do a top 40 pop hit to make it. You know that techno type sound? Dreamville, thank God for them, because they really helped me realize to embrace who I am. From my point of view, the fact that Fa is just chill and fun for Ari Lennox shows that she is embracing who she is as a person and an artist. Moreover, the fact that Dreamville were the ones who helped her realize to embrace who she is shows that Dreamville is all about authenticity. In conclusion, songs like Backseat and Yang Lang shows that Ari Lennox is not apologetic about who she is as a person and an artist. The song La 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 is personal, hence she wants her listeners to relate. She also wants everyone to embrace who they are without being ashamed about it. So that's the end of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Bye.